Welcome to Dialogue. My name is Adele Elliott, and I will be your host this evening. This is Dialogue for Thursday, March 7th. At Dialogue, we will meet creative and interesting people and allow time for in-depth conversations. Listeners will also have the opportunity to email our guests during the show. That address is questions@flashpointomnimedia.com. We have many fascinating guests scheduled for the coming weeks. I look forward to speaking with a real ghost hunter and a few of our many wonderful Southern writers. I hope you will tune in. Remember, our show airs on Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Invite your friends to join us. Go to flashpointomnimedia.com and click on Listen Now. Tonight, the show is for animal lovers, especially those who, like me, say that rescued is our favorite breed. In the studio are Amy and Kenneth Shaw from Shaw Pitbull Rescue. You may know Amy as a super graphic artist and Kenneth as a purchasing agent at APAC. They have been married for almost 24 years. They are passionate animal lovers and the parents of four dogs, three cats, and the local celebrity Porkchop, a pot-bellied pig. Tonight, they're here to talk about the Shaw Pitbull Rescue and to dispel some of the myths about the breed. This is also Amy's birthday, so welcome to Dialogue and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, you know, and Kenneth, you say hello to our guests. Okay, I just want them to know you're both here. You know, I see a lot of dogs out there that are called pit bulls, but they look different, and I think a lot of people are kind of confused. Can you tell us what a pit bull really is?
Well, the word pit bull is a term usually used for several types of dogs.
Our
actual pit bull is called an American pit bull terrier.
But
a lot of dogs you see nowadays are not really pit bulls. They've been changed a good bit. They're bigger, wider, and they're more of a bully dog than a pit bull terrier. A lot of different dogs, a lot of folks can see a boxer or a English bulldog, bull terrier, any of those they consider a pit bull.
Is that incorrect?
That's very incorrect, but the way the media sees it, you know, they consider pit bull because that draws a lot of attention, but really and truly, true pit bulls are very few around.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them look like what people think is a pit bull, but in my opinion, it's not really a pit bull.
So the dogs that y'all rescue and the dogs that y'all own, are those what you call real pit bulls?
We have a few that are actually real pit bulls, but most of them are different types of bulldogs that's mixed in. You know, people call them pit bulls, but they're really not full pit bulls. A pit bull usually ranges under 50 pounds. They're small dogs. And a lot of them you get are a lot bigger, and a pit bull, a true pit bull, just does not, they do not grow that big.
Well, so if a person is looking for a pit bull, or they think they're looking for a pit bull, is there anything that they should be looking for? Is there something that maybe just a physical thing that they could say this is a pit bull? I mean, I know a poodle when I see one.
Well, a pit bull, the way they were originally bred, they were never bred for looks. So it's kind of hard to tell exactly unless you food with them to know the exact characteristics. Because a lot of it is the dog itself. You look at them, they're not real big, huge-headed dogs like you see now. They're more streamlined built, solid muscle. Everything's evenly proportioned. A dog you see now have big, wide shoulders, big head. They're muscled up. That's just not a true pit bull because they can't function. Same as hunting dogs. You see some now that's just not. You look at them like if they had to go out in the woods and hunt, could they do it? Well, the way a lot of them are bred now, there's no way they could do it because they've been changed for looks. And it also causes a lot of health problems from being bred that way.
Well, you know, we hear a lot of stories about pit bulls, and we hear a lot of bad stories, like they're mean or something. Can you tell us why they have that reputation?
The main reason is the wrong owners. A pit bull is when they get over the puppy stage, they're more or less like a rebellious teenager. If they don't have the exercise and conditioning they need and the right treatment, then they're going to rebel and do what they want to do. I mean, they're the same as any other dog. They're a pack animal. And if you can't be the leader of the pack, the dog immediately takes over, and that's where your problems come in. And people, usually they'll get a pit bull, and what makes them mean is they keep them away from everybody.
So they're socialized. Social.
Yeah, a pit bull is really a social animal.
I didn't know that.
But when they're kept alone, and if they show a bad sign, instead of people learning how to treat the dog and retrain it, they lock it away to keep it from bothering anybody. Well, that just makes it worse.
That is very interesting. That's a very interesting... I didn't know that. I actually did not know that. Well, you know, so it's a social animal. Is it a good animal for your family?
Very good animal for your family. If bred correctly.
If bred correctly.
People, you know, like Helen Keller had a pit bull.
No, really?
The little dog on Little Rascals?
Yes.
Was a pit bull.
Uh-huh. And that was a very small dog.
Yeah, that was a fighting pit bull. But it was right, you know, around children. And you know, look at all of those back then, all of those were fighting dogs, but they were always around children.
And well, they were bred so different then.
Yeah, they were bred a lot different then.
You know, you hate to say it, but fighting is a part of the history. And if a dog was fighting and it was man-aggressive, you know, they would put down.
Uh-huh.
And now we have it, you know, they're not breeding for...
Yeah, they're not breeding for the correct temperament.
Mm-hmm. They're breeding for a little...
Or the health, you know, the health-wise, the dog. A lot of people just see a dog and they want to breed it for looks. Well, mm-hmm. A pit bull, you can't do that. Because they've been bred for so many hundreds of years to be what they are, then if you breed something else in, nervous tendencies or something like that, it's amplified in a pit bull. And that's where you hear of attacks. If it is a true pit bull, then most of the time you can trace it back to its breeding and handling as a pup.
Well, when you say that they're kind of rebellious like a teenager, would you say that they were hard to housebreak?
Very easy to housebreak.
Very easy to housebreak.
They're just... Your pit bulls are just extremely smart. And most of the time, they're smarter than their owners.
And
that's the problem.
A lot of people
say, oh, I want a pit bull, I want a pit bull. But unless they really know about pit bulls, they don't need one. Because that's a dog that's a step above a lot of others. And if they can make a fool out of you, they will.
They will. They are too smart for their own good sometimes. And Kent always says that they're very smart dogs, and they are. But I always say they're smart butts. You know, Lexi, our female, she'll, when somebody comes over, she'll jump up and try to lick them in the face, and we'll say, no, Lexi, get down. And she'll look at us, and she'll be, okay, for a minute. And then she'll get up, can I do it now? What about now?
Yeah, how about now?
And they love to play, and, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, they see a pit bull come running at them, they're kind of scared about it.
Yeah. Well, any dog. I mean, if I saw any dog running at me, I'd be afraid. And I'm a big, big, big dog person. Mm-hmm. What would you say are some of the qualities of a pit bull? And tell me, what I really want to know is, what are the advantages of owning a pit bull over some of the other breeds, maybe?
Well, I would say for a house dog, as long as they're exercised, they're good because they have short hair.
Uh-huh.
They don't shed a whole lot.
Yes.
They're a lot cleaner animal. They're quieter. You know, pit bulls are not bred to bark
all
the time.
They're not barking dogs. I didn't know that either.
If they start barking, there's a reason for the bark. They just don't bark to be barking.
Uh-huh.
And health-wise, they're very healthy dogs, almost bulletproof. You'd never see them get sick, and hardly anything hurts them. And that's why they were good a long time ago, people raised them with kids, because kids would be pretty rough.
Yes.
And they were also known as like a nanny for a lot of people.
Dog.
Yeah, the nanny dogs, what they called them. Because, you know, kids would pull ears and tails. Well, a pit bull would just lay there and not care.
Because they know it's a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
that's part of their intelligence.
They can handle so much more than, you know, rough play. To a pit bull, the way they play is a lot worse than regular dogs. People think they were trying to fight and kill one another, but a lot of times they're just playing. but they're just really rough. But I mean, with kids, when you have them conditioned where they'll get along with kids and know not to jump up and scratch, usually they'll protect the child really good, because they can, you know, they get attached to a child, and it's almost like they treat it as a puppy of theirs.
Uh-huh. They treat the child as their own puppy.
Yeah. They're very protective of children.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that's interesting. When I was a teenager, we had Doberman Pinschers, and they have the same kind of reputation, horrible reputation, and they are also very, very smart breed. And that dog was just nothing but a family pet. Yeah. I mean, she was not an attack dog at all. And she was very protective of my brother, my sister, and I. Very, very protective. Well, you know, I wish this were television, because I wish that our listeners could see these people are so committed to pit bulls. They have pit bull tattoos all over them, and it's all over. And I think that's just amazing. And they're really good tattoos. They're like little portraits. Now, I'd like to know, what is Shaw Pit Bull Rescue, and what does it do?
Would you take that one?
Well, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And we started a rescue to help mostly injured animals and dogs that were starving. But, you know, lately we've been getting a lot of animals that are people having to move away, and they just can't keep them. But a lot of times we try to put those on Facebook or on a website to help them get adopted. And we try to more or less keep up with the ones that really need help.
Okay, well, say there's a dog that the person had to move away, and that dog had already, you know, been in love with the family. Mm-hmm. Can they make that transition to a different family?
Yes,
they can. Yes. They understand that they're going to a different family. That's
they'll be sad for a few days, but a dog lives in the now. So they don't dwell on a lot. You know, they can go somewhere, and as long as they're treated really well, they'll forget all. You know, the families that give them up may hate it, because they're still thinking with emotions, but a dog doesn't think with emotions.
Well, you know, a few minutes ago you were talking about how they were social animals, so they're social with the family. So would you recommend that if somebody wanted a pit bull, would you recommend they get more than one so they could be social with each other, or is one enough?
Usually one pit bull would be enough. You can have more than one. Uh-huh. But it goes back around to people that own pit bulls need to know how to control a pit bull.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people doesn't know the difference between a dominant dog and a submissive dog. So they get two and they end up in a fight. Well, because pit bulls will fight one another if they don't like each other. But if they're brought up together and socialized, they never bother anything.
So they know they're in the same family.
Yeah.
There's a difference
between... They just have to learn where they fit in the pack.
Uh-huh.
Well, some people that have trouble with them is they just get puppies and just turn them loose.
Uh-huh.
They have no discipline or anything. So the dogs have to figure out on their own. And the way they do that is by proving who's dominant over the other, because they have a pack mentality.
Well,
so you have to be the leader of the pack and let them know that you're providing food and shelter and love for them, but they have to follow what you want.
Well, can you tell us how our listeners could contact Shaw Pit Bull Rescue if they're interested in any pit bull, or find out more about pit bulls?
All of the contact information is on our website at shawpitbullrescue.com, or we're also on Facebook at Facebook/ShawPBR. And then Kenneth fields most of the phone calls, and he can be reached at 662-386-9153.
Okay, thank you. Well, tonight, listeners, on Dialogue, we are talking to Amy and Kenneth Shaw. And remember, you can email your questions about Pit Bull Rescue at questions@flashpointomnimedia.com. questions@flashpointomnimedia.com. I also want to remind listeners to tune in right after Dialogue for Ask the Psychic. And Ask the Psychic is also an interactive show where you can email questions directly to a psychic and have them answered on air. Now, Amy and Kenneth, about how many dogs do you have now in the rescue organization?
About 15.
15. And do you have room for more?
Not right now. We have some that we're hoping to have adopted this weekend, but we already have other dogs waiting to take their spots.
Are you having one of your adoptions this weekend?
No, we had several people call that had seen them online or on the website and were interested in adopting. Yeah. Now, we do have room for special cases. Like, we had Rita several months ago that was nearly starved to death. And we come
across
something
like that. What happened to Rita?
She was given to a lady because the original owner had to move away from town. So she gave her dog to a lady and thought she would take care of it. Well, when she come back to town for her job, people that work with her told her, said, have you checked on your dog? She goes, why? I said, you need to go check on her. Well, she went to where the dog was at. Someone had tied the dog and left her tied to a barbed wire fence.
Oh.
She had no water, no shelter, no food, and she was so weak that she couldn't even stand up.
She was dying.
She couldn't even shoot. And so
she had lost all muscle tone.
Yeah, she had lost a lot of her muscle in her head, in her skull. I mean, she looked just like a skeleton.
It was not too late for you to save her?
Well, we was able to save her.
It was touch and go for a few days, but we pumped her full of protein and just
more or less had to gradually get her started eating enough where she could hold food. But once we got her started on that, then she started building up. She's doing great now.
Now, where is she?
She's one of the four dogs we have in the house
You couldn't give her up. No.
I know they live in the now, but I just couldn't. No. Now, unless we found her, the perfect home.
Yeah, it'd have to be the perfect home for her after all she's been through.
And don't you think she understands what happened, that you saved her?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're very grateful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only get my dogs and my cats from the animal shelter. I don't believe in paying $1 million for, you know, one of those fancy breeds. Okay, now do you know, you've only been in business for almost a year now, not a long, long time. Do you know how many you've placed in their forever homes?
Let's see, last count, it was 32, I believe.
Wow.
Now that was directly through us. It came through our doors and we found homes for. Like Kenneth had mentioned earlier, we get a lot of calls. Can you take it? We had one today from Hattiesburg, a dog that had been, I don't know, about 2.5 months looking for a home. And what we do in those cases is we post it on the website, on our Facebook page, and several other Facebook pages and find homes for them. And there's probably been a dozen or more that we found homes for.
A lot of them.
Well, we had a hand at helping.
Okay, so we have the Facebook page, and how was that listed? How would people find you there?
Facebook.com/ShawPBR, Pitbull Rescue.
PBR, Pitbull Rescue. And also, on your website, say if someone didn't know you had a website, and they were just looking for pit bulls, and they would key that in, would your site come up?
From what I understand, we are the second one that comes up under Villalobos.
Uh-huh. So, would you have to key in something like pit bulls in Mississippi, or, you know,
I think if you just do pit bull rescue. Yeah.
Pit bull rescue.
Because we've
had people call from Illinois, North Carolina, and just wondering where we were at. So apparently it, you know, must show up pretty quick when they look up pit bull rescue.
Ah, that's very, very interesting. Well, tell me, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who would be interested in the breed. Tell me, how can they adopt it? Also, can you tell us a little bit about what it costs to adopt?
Right now, we're adopting them for $50 per dog.
Uh-huh.
But we have an adoption agreement, you know, they have to fill out. And we do home checks periodically.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's in the contract that we can show up at any time to check on the dog.
And it's also in the agreement that they sign, that they sign if we find any... If they're not getting food or shelter, if there are cuts on the dog, we can take the dog back. And also, there's a second part to that.
Yeah,
that
we ask them if they have other dogs, you know, what kind of conditions are they in. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, they have good hearts, but they can't handle the dog.
Right.
And a lot of them will say, oh, I have this little bitty dog, and it's not very big, it won't bother anything. Usually small dogs will cause a big dog to get in trouble.
They're bad influence.
Yeah, because the little dog's going to bark until the big dog gets tired and says, I got to do something. It's making me look bad.
That's so funny. Well, y'all seem to have no problem. You have pit bulls, you have cats, and you have a pig. No interspecies A sibling rivalry or anything?
From Porkchop, yes.
Yeah. From Porkchop.
Yes. Porkchop is spoiled.
Yeah, well, we've had many, many dogs come through our doors. You know, we had the three that stay in our house all the time in Porkchop. Well, you bring a new pit bull into the fold, our three pit bulls are fine. Porkchop throws a fit.
Oh,
literally.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's hard to get Porkchop socialized with a new dog.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, going back to people who want to adopt, and I think there are a lot of people out there who want to adopt, and I think you kind of, I don't know, check out the dog first, right?
Yes.
And know something about its personality. But my question is also, what about the people? Are you kind of checking out the people,
too? We have
to
check the people out more than the dog.
I guess you do. Yes.
There's another part to the adoption form or questionnaire, if you want to call it that, that a lot of rescue sites have it on their adoption questionnaire before they even, you know, talk to the people about it. But we find it easier to talk to the people, like, you know, what kind of neighborhood do you live in?
Uh-huh.
Where would the dog sleep at night? And get the feel from their answers, you know, directly than to something they fill out on form.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, just by talking to people on the phone, over just a little bit of time talking to them, we can pretty much tell if they can control the animal or not. Because a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people have good intentions. And they want to help out. They love the rescue, want to help out. But they really can't handle the dog.
Right.
You know, they want to put too much emotion and love into it when, you know, most of the dogs, they need discipline and something to do. A tired pit bull is a happy pit bull.
Well, you know, a while ago you said they needed a lot of exercise. What if someone just had a nice-sized backyard? Could they just go run around in the backyard, or do you have to take them walking?
They really need to be walked. You know, a nice-sized yard, you know, a lot of people have a fenced-in backyard. That's fine if the fence is strong enough to hold the dog.
Yeah.
Because a short fence will not hold a pit bull. Some pit bulls can clear 6 foot without even touching.
Really?
Just from standing and hop right over. So, you know, you have to watch where you keep them, because they're going to, you know, if they see a squirrel run up a tree somewhere, the dog's going to try to go get it.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick musical interlude for about 2 minutes, and we will return to dialogue after the song, and we will be talking again to Amy and Kenneth Shaw, and we have a lot more questions and a lot more things to talk about with pit bulls.